This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh, 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 oh.
Steve Harvey,
oh,
listen.
Steve Harvey, why don't you join
oh, yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, you're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yesterday, I started talking about my personal journey. And I want to remind you that I'm not saying this to say, hey, look at me. I think I'm more saying it to say, hey, here's what happened to me along the way of making decisions my way. And then what happened when I made a transformation. It's not so much that I made a transformation as it was that I made a decision to start just, you know, being a little bit closer to my creator, to having some conversations with him. And that's how it starts. It starts with some conversations with God. It starts with opening up to your creator and saying, hey, listen, my bad, I'm tripping. I've been doing it this way for so long, and it ain't really gotten me to where I want to be. I mean, I know to some people on the outside, I appear to be successful, but I got news for you, man. Success ain't nothing, man, when you ain't happy. And the appearances of success is can be quite delusional at best. You know, Prince has a song out that says, I realize in its best disguise, a pretty house don't make a home. That's one of my favorite lines in one of his songs. It says, I realized in its best disguise that a pretty house don't make a home. And, you know, I may have had the appearances of a pretty house, but wasn't no home, man. It ain't where you wanted to live. It wasn't where you wanted to pull up to and reside. It really wasn't. It was some misery. So the transformation started, y'all, when I made a decision. And I was saying to people who have been fans of mine, has followed my career or kept up with me, or whether you knew, 2005 began a very life-changing time for me. It started a little bit before that, but I was still in some misery. But in 2005, my life began to make a drastic change. And that change occurred, like I've been saying, when I made a conscious decision to start having more conversations with God. And I'm just trying to share with everybody how basic and simple that was for me. That to talk to God a little bit more, to admit that I've wronged, that I've made a couple of bad plays, and I was asking for forgiveness. And forgiveness was a big part of it for me, because in asking God for forgiveness of my transgressions and my missteps and my sins and flaws and all of that, in asking him for forgiveness, it freed me up from the guilt of like, okay, so now what people gonna say now? Or you know, man, if you start talking to God a little bit more, how your close friends gonna feel? Well, I found out a lot of people wasn't close friends in that. I found out that a lot of people was around me just for the ride. I still got a few hanging on to me just like that, but you know, it is what it is, you know. But I found out a lot of things, mostly about myself, that I needed these conversations with God, that I needed this relationship with him, because it was calming me on the inside. It was starting to make the house feel like a home. It was starting to give me a peace of mind. And when you have peace of mind, what it does is it opens up your creativity. It opens up your channel to be creative. And when you're a person as myself, that's a creative person, that's everything. But it's no different than if a person works well with his hands. When you get free and peace of mind, you can do even better work with your hands. If you counsel better, you become a better counselor. If you're a better teacher, you become a better teacher. If you're a better EMT person, if you're a better tech person, you become a better driver. You become just a better person when your mind is free. When your mind is occupied with toxic poisons, it stops you from being the best that you can be at whatever you're trying to be good at. It really, really does. You think about it. You can't be the best artist if your mind is twisted up. You can't be the best performer if your mind is twisted up. You can't be the best ball player if your mind is twisted up. When you free your mind, when you allow your mind to find out what peace really is, and that's the relationship with God, it gives you peace of mind. I told you yesterday, I was talking to this guy in the gym that told me he was a stone cold hustler. Now, we all know what that means. So I'm listening to the guy. He was just real honest with me. He said, Mr. Harvey, you seem like a man with some knowledge under your belt. And, man, I just don't have no peace. Well, bruh, come on, man. You're involved in a business that don't provide peace. You're in the destruction business of people. You may be making some money, but it's at the expense of other people. Now, what you want to happen to you, you reap what you sow. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you ain't bringing no good to nobody's life, but you making some money, well, how much good you think that money going to bring to your life? You know, man, it's going to happen for you. If you don't get out the game, you know, man, it's going to go down bad for you. I can't fix that story up for nobody because it's a story that's told too many times and it has the same end results. But I told him the only way you're going to get peace of mind, bro, is you got to have a relationship with God. That's all. That's all. Now, here's what happened. After I started having this conversation with God, if you followed what was happening to me closely, from 2005 to now, it's almost unexplainable. That's why I know it's God. Because usually when something happens in my life of the positive nature that goes so well for me and I cannot explain it, that's God. Because I can't even take credit for this. I really, really can't. Once again, listen to me closely. I'm not bragging now. I'm just telling you what happened to me, that the same thing he's done for me, he can do for you. Or the things he's done for others, he'll surely do for you. See, when I see people that's balling, that's doing well, and when I say balling, I mean achieving their goals and accomplishing things on a rather large scale. I don't become a hater. I become a wow, okay. So that's possible too. See, I look at people who are doing well, not for hate or I wish that was me. It just shows me the possibilities, the power of God. You know, if God can do this for somebody else, man, maybe if I do this, I get it. Now, I'm not complaining where I'm at, not one bit or at all. And if he don't give me no more, please understand I can make it like this. But I know it's more. I know it's more because God don't bring you this far to leave you. God didn't bring me this far to leave you. He won't bring you, he hasn't gotten you to this point to leave you. He has more for you. See, this ain't about me. This is so you can see what's in it for you. God has more for you if you open yourself to him. But if you don't open yourself up to him, how you gonna find out what that is? And if you're waking up every day, like I've said 100 times, with the notion in your mind that there's gotta be more to life than this, that's because it is. So now I'm asking you, why would you not take the next step to see what that is? Why would you not get closer to God? Why would you not have a relationship with your creator? How's that working for you, not having the relationship? If life is the way you want it, then cool. Knock yourself out. You doing it. Ball out. Do you. Ain't no problem. But if you got some emptiness, man, if your pretty house don't feel like a home, if you got some emptiness on the inside, if you don't find peace and joy, peace of mind, joy in your heart, then I got news for you, man. You got to change. But that change only happens if you make the decision. You got to decide. See, God could force us all to do a bunch of stuff, but he gives us all the power of choice, though, don't he? You know, you can come to me. You can come as you are. Matter of fact, when he says come to me, all he's saying is you can come as you are. He don't tell you you got to even fix yourself up. Because he know what you up against. He know you can't feed. He know you can't stop doing drugs. If you could, you'd have been to stop. I know a lot of people, man, that was hooked on all types of different things. And all of them have said, man, I wish I could stop, but it won't let me go. But I know some people, man, went to God and got it cleaned up. I'm just saying, man, God changed your life, man. God move you in places, man, you never knew you could be moved. God cold. What you waiting on? Sitting there tripping, is your career, is your life. So you just going to play him to the left? I mean, man, I don't know, man. It ain't like I did as soon as I heard it either. So I feel you out there. But, man, if somebody came to me and showed me a way that I could turn my life around and it wasn't going the way I wanted, I'd take it. That took me a long time to hear the message, too. So maybe it's taking you a long time to hear it. I feel you. I'm the same way as you. But, man, when I figured it out, it sure got better for me, man. And I am who I am because of God Almighty. I have no other explanation for you. If it was, I wish I could take credit for it, man. You know the book I would write if I could take credit for myself? Man, that's probably why your arm don't reach all the way back there when you're trying to pat yourself on the back, because you ain't supposed to. You ever thought about that? All right. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whoa, it's Friday.
That too.
Right today. I don't know why I'm singing. I'm working all weekend.
This means nothing to you.
For this show right here, though, it's the weekend, baby.
Atlanta doing Family Feud all weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, all weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then, Tommy, I'll be right here Monday.
Shots fired.
Sniping.
Lead by example.
I ain't done that in a long time.
When?
Yeah, I had to get some chips.
A when long
last time,
time
you done it, Tommy?
It's been a long time since I did it. Had a gig and didn't make it on Monday. It's been a long time.
About 6 months.
Seems like it. Okay. It was. All right.
He admit, but he had to leave. But he might get here on Monday, but he had to leave at 8.
He'll be sick.
Kylie, Tom.
That's all right. You work
it's
hard.
Friday.
So happy. You know what, Steve? Last time this year, you were engaged in doing your fundraising for your mentoring program, you know?
Was it this time?
He was on
last
the bike?
Year?
Yeah, it was this time last
Ooh,
year. It was this time last year.
Ooh, yeah, that was ignorant.
Because you didn't run it by anyone. You just did it. And once you say it, you have to do it.
Yeah, equipment in my father. Yeah. Yeah, my father would never allow me to do that. If you say you're going to do it, you have to do it.
Yeah. I remember my mom used to say that all the time. Well, if he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it now.
I went up there and got right on that bike, man. About the fourth day in, I said, man, this stupid.
You but rode that bike for 4 hours every day.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Great for your endurance, though. I mean, you
the only time
it
was fun was when I came to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did it because I had company. Why?
Oh, yeah. You know, y'all we were encouraging you. Yeah.
You know,
remember that time? Remember when Junior got on?
Shot his ass off that. Off that treadmill.
Man. Hey, Junior.
I had keys in my pocket, Tommy.
Girl, you had keys, wallet, cell phone. Junior.
It's up on.
You was running. Man, I lost a lot of confidence.
Yeah, you did.
And you
I
was
saw
running
you
in Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Which is not made for running at all.
No, they wasn't. No.
That just go with big jeans and a white T-shirt. That's y'all's. That's y'all's. Yeah, that's your generation idea. We
but,
clean.
But why he talking, Uncle? Did he ever get up there with you any day for 4 hours?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. He
how many? But how many hours though?
Hours.
I did a couple hours up there.
Couple hours. See, I did every day 4 hours, Tommy. See, every day we started together.
Really?
Ooh.
Just like Uncle said, though, you know, you half rich.
So,
I know. That's a name, a nickname that really has stuck.
Half rich.
I see. And y'all
a lot of them come
go
and
either.
Go. A lot of them come and go, but that one's been around for quite a while now.
Half rich is pretty good. And then Junior is AR.
Yeah.
What's AR?
Ain't rich.
Yeah.
I thought it was almost. I was thinking almost rich. But
Junior's ain't rich.
That's it.
But stay on this path, right, Junior?
I don't think I ain't. Oh, I'm working on it.
Listen to Steve.
Hey, man, I really need a great idea for a fundraiser this year for the foundation, because what I want to do now is I was able to, with the money, I bought 250 boys to the camp instead of 100. I want to bring 500 boys to the camp.
Wow.
Whoa,
changing
Steve.
Lives. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I want to bring 500 dudes down there, man. It would help so many young cats, man.
Yeah, tell them about it. I mean, because a lot of people don't even know about your mentoring camp, what it does.
Well, you know, look it up.
What I need, Shirley, is a
what
I
need
is a I'll mentor you, but I'm gonna cuss you while I'm doing it.
Yeah,
we this ain't gonna be. This is not the Christian ministry camp.
But you help young men. You want young men to teach them how to be men and how to treat women and how to keep their words and just principles of manhood, things like
Hold
that.
On, wait
That's
a minute,
what you
man.
Teach
Am
them.
I leaving out some important information? Hold on, let me text somebody to make sure.
We need a little Tommy story.
That's what you feeling today?
Yeah.
Hold on. Where the music at, Kat? Let me see right there.
He's supposed to be texting somebody. He heard that, though.
Yeah, I am. But I can do more than one thing.
Right.
Because
yeah.
he's
you
here
come.
For it. Right. He is here for right. it. So you're accepting applications now, Steve, for the mentoring camp. All right.
Is that what it is?
Why not?
It's that time.
That boy,
Hi, boys and girls.
Hi, Uncle Steve.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
Really?
Hey, Louis Jr.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
Hey, Carly Shirley.
Hey, Uncle Junior. Steve.
Junior, just use your real voice.
Right. Hey, Uncle Steve.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
You,
yes.
you know, very quickly,
okay.
let's just talk about a world-famous Little Tommy story.
Yay! Yay! We love Yay! Little Tommy stories. Yay!
When Tommy was a boy, and I don't have to say little.
No, because he was the same
ain't it
size.
Obvious?
He is
yes,
now.
Steve.
Yes.
Well, when Tommy was younger, this is how we came up with the world famous word.
Oh.
You know, Tommy, remember as you grow up, sometimes your parents would mark your head against the wall to show you how much you've grown.
Oh, yeah, like at Disneyland. Yeah.
And we kept marking little Tommy and marking little Tommy, and it just wasn't moving.
Oh, no.
His mark was just getting thicker and darker and wider.
It stayed the same like height, though?
Yes. So he was midway up the wall. And then we had something on the table that he had to get. And Tommy used to jump all the time trying to get it, and he never could get it. So he was midway up the wall, and he never could get it. And thus became the famous word we began to call Tommy a midget.
Oh,
man.
You mean a little person, right?
Midget.
Midget.
That's so
midway up the wall,
incorrect.
And he can't get a damn thing. So my Uncle Rafe was calling him midget.
Midget.
Oh, no.
Nobody.
But he's a grown man now, Uncle Steve.
But look at him, though.
He's a midget.
You got to say little person or dwarf.
Not Tommy.
I'm looking at a midget.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to the ride, y'all. When we come back, what we doing, y'all? Something funny? What's happening?
Yeah, I think Right and Wrong from Nephew and Junior.
Yeah.
You be the judge, Steve.
Oh, Lord. You know, Tommy won last time. I just went with it.
What?
Yeah. And what was it about last time? Anybody?
The number two pencil thing? Was it about that?
Hell no.
Number two pencil, number one.
What?
What was it?
It's multiple personalities. If you was had split personalities and you... Hell, hostage.
Suicide.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aren't they hostages? Yeah.
Yeah, and you went with that.
So we'll be
you
back.
You went with that, Steve?
Hell, yeah. Hell, yeah. You can't beat them, John. All right, we back. Fellas, what y'all got?
All right, so tell me what you think, dog. You know how they now have socks that say got an L on it for the left foot and an R on it for the right foot. You've seen these socks, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't know why Junior don't understand this. Tell him if you put them socks on the wrong feet, you're going to either be pigeon-toed or slew-footed. Am I right or wrong? Because you're not supposed to, if you switch them up, that's going to mess up your feet.
I don't know why y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
And he don't understand. It's a reason why the L is on there and the R is on there. I don't understand. You're just being an idiot. It's an L and an R on there. And you put them on the wrong feet. You're going to mess up your feet, boy. You're going to either be pigeon-toed or they're going to be going outwards, you know, slew-footed, whatever they call it. You're going to mess your feet up if you put them socks on the wrong feet. And that's why they put the doggone letters on there. But he don't get that. Now, am I right or wrong, Uncle Steve?
Yeah. Come on, Steve.
Yeah. Shocked you too, huh?
Yeah.
You went with them last time.
Well, yeah. It's hard now.
Are you two for two?
What do you think L and R mean? What does L and R mean?
But Tommy.
Left and right.
But Tommy, can I throw this at you, though?
Go ahead.
If you put the R sock on the left foot and you put the L sock on the right foot and you standing there talking to somebody with just your socks on.
Yeah.
You'll be right.
Huh? What?
What?
Huh? What? Oh, you just
listen
got
to
me. You got me.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you put the sock with the R on it on your left foot.
Okay.
Okay.
And you put the sock with the L on it on your right foot.
Yeah.
And you just got your socks on. When you standing there talking to somebody and they look down, you right.
Oh, okay. From their perspective.
Yeah, from their perspective.
Because on the right foot.
Yeah.
See, what I'm doing now is I'm trying to match
his stupidity.
His stupid, yeah.
No, but see, you're having an out-of-sock experience. That's not what I'm trying to say.
A what?
An out-of-sock experience.
What is that?
I see what he's
doing. I tried to hang. You win.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah. It's not even worth it. I can't even eat after talking to him.
Because you're wrong. You put they're putting them letters on the wrong feet. You're going to mess your feet up. What you going to do?
If I put the right sock on my left foot and the left sock on my right foot, why I can't be wearing Ralph Lauren socks?
Ralph Lauren or are they Nikes? You know what I mean, what kind? Wow. First of all, Ralph Lauren don't make rights and lefts. They don't do that.
But it's the same.
The people that make the right and left, are
they do it. The socks is purple and gold.
What?
Yeah. Uh-oh. You done lost this.
You got Omega right and left side?
No, that's the gold, the purple label. That's Ralph Lauren.
Oh, you don't know nothing about that.
See, keep my fret out of this. If we talking about pepper sticks, we be talking about yours. We going to break.
Was I right or wrong?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, 48 minutes after the hour. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got a good one. Miss Ann going to be here with the latest from the White House.
Okay.
You know, the White House, you don't even got to worry. It's something going on.
All right, before you do that, let me run that prank back. I got the church calendar.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Allison. Allison, she's not here, man. She at work. As we're speaking.
Hey, this is Brother Lester. Brother Lester, how you doing today?
All right, Lester, Brother Lester.
Right, from the church.
Okay. Over at my.
Right. You a husband, right? What, Gerald?
I'm Gerald. Yeah, this is Gerald.
Yeah, okay. I met you a couple times, Gerald. We ain't seen you in a minute, though.
Man, I've been working on Sundays, and I said that I was going to try to make it. But I told her, you know, I want to get involved. You know, this year is going to be a better year. I'm going to get involved, man.
Well, come on down, man. We love to have you. That's for sure, man. Can I give you a number where she can call me back?
Well, okay, yeah, sure. Is this about, you know, a lesson or something? What's going on?
Actually, the single ministry, man, I'm over the single ministry, and we're raising some money. So we're actually putting together a calendar, and we wanted her to give us a call about it.
Okay.
So let me give you my number real quick.
Wait a minute. Okay, you say a calendar. So the church is doing the calendar, but is it like the couples? Like we come in, like how it always be, like the couples come in and be like, this is Mr. and Mrs. I mean, a calendar.
No. What we're doing, see, a lot of the guys got together. What we're going to do is the Mount Swimsuit calendar, and we kind of put that together, man. So let me give you my number, man, because I want to call. All the guys were saying if she get on the calendar, It'll probably get sold.
All the
you
guys,
know,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's slow down. Slow down. Brother Lester, let's slow down. Okay, a calendar, a swimsuit calendar for the single ministry at the church.
What it is, Gerald, we're going to be the first church who have ever done a swimsuit calendar. You see what I'm saying?
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You call it for my wife to be in it. Are you sure you got the right number? Because
Yeah. I mean, because your wife, right?
Yes, my wife is Allison. And first of all, then what's this, man, about all the guys y'all got together and y'all voted for my... Okay, I'm trying to take this slow, man. Ooh, God, hold my tongue right now because I'm trying... I don't understand where you're going with this. And
listen, we're going to get Sister Gidry. She's going to be Miss March. June is like pretty much in the middle of the year. We want your wife to be the big centerfold.
Please, please tell me. You're not calling my house this morning talking about my wife to be in a calendar, a swimsuit calendar. But then on top of that, y'all all got together and y'all voted that y'all want my wife to be in a swimsuit calendar for a church.
Okay, well, wait a minute, Gerald. I mean, look at this on the positive side, man. What this is, see, like I say, we raising money for the singles ministry, and the single ministry get ready to go on a big trip.
But hold on, what my wife got to do with the singles ministry? She's married, man. All the people that's in the singles ministry, why are you calling and talking about my wife being in something like this? You hold up that. Ooh, Jesus, help me.
Hey, man, you should feel honored, man, that your wife is a...
Man, why are y'all looking at my wife like that, man? We coming in there, and we trying to get help, and we trying to do it. Y'all looking at my wife, talking about y'all want my wife to be in a swimsuit contest, man. Do you understand what that is, man? They ain't nothing but some panties, man. So y'all looking at my wife, talking about y'all want my wife to be in a panties?
See, what you got to understand, Gerald, this right here, man, is for the single ministry. We got a big trip coming up, so we raising money.
What are y'all doing, man? This is not something you do at the church, man. You have car washes, man. When I was little, we washed cars, man. Y'all talking about a calendar, man. What are you doing, man? What type of church is this turning into, man?
See, Gerald, the difference is on this whole thing, man. Don't be upset about it. What it is that, man, we done found something that ain't no other church done before. You see what I'm saying?
The reason ain't no other church done is because this is wrong, man. What committee got to get on something like this, man? What is wrong with you?
Hey, dog, you got to understand, listen, we got Sister Gidry, we got Sister Vicky, okay?
So wait a minute, you saying that they done signed off on this. You got these women in the church saying that they going to put on swimsuits.
Well, I'm saying we got them on our list. We got them
That's
on our list.
I'm call. Saying, man, ain't nobody getting with man. What is wrong with you, man?
Hey, man, listen, just to help us get started, do you have a picture of Sister Allison in a swimsuit?
Man, look, man, I ain't giving you no picture of my wife in no swimsuit, man.
No, this is just something we're trying to do for the ministry, dude.
You know what? Are you at the church? Did you work at the church full time?
Part time, I'm at the church.
Okay, are you there now?
Nah, I'm not there right now, but I'm going to be there for choir rehearsal later on this evening.
Okay, what time do choir rehearsal start, Lester?
7 o'clock, but why you, what's
Lester, what I want you to do is for me, before you go to rehearsal, can you just be right in the front right quick? I just want to, we need to meet personally right quick, Lester, me and you. So I'm going to come to the rehearsal, and then let's talk about this face-to-face, because this over the phone and all that, this is not working right now. And I need to meet the person that's calling my damn house, talking about my wife doing all this idiotic type. So let's meet right in the front, brother. Before you go into sing, I got something for you to sing about. So meet me in the front, man, please, before you go in, Lester, because we ain't going to talk about this no more over the phone. Let's talk about this in person.
Okay, first of all, I mean, you got to calm down, man. I don't even understand why you irate like
that. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to calm down, Lester. 7. So it started at 7. Let's do 6:55, Lester. I think this is going to work for us. This is going to help your calendar get out the way that you really, really needed to get out, man. I got something for you that's going to help this cause. Please be outside at 6:55. Please don't go under.
I'm going to be outside. Can you bring a picture with you?
Oh, yeah. I got a picture for you. I got a nice picture for you.
I'll tell you what. Me and Tommy will be outside waiting on you when you get there.
You're in who?
Me and nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we're going to be right outside in front of the church.
Oh, oh, man. Man, who did this, man?
Hey, man, your brother Jason told me to prank phone call you, man.
God, man, this
You know what he said? Tell him I said if that fool came to church more often, he would know that this is a prank phone call.
Oh, man, I'm glad it is, man. Can you just imagine if I had to drove up to that church acting a fool today, man?
Yeah. I got to ask you this here, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land? Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In light of what's going on today. So, do we have Miss Ann available? So bring us up today. What are the facts, Miss Ann?
Okay, thank you, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news, starting out with the most important news of the day. If you're just waking up, you need to know that President Trump ordered an airstrike on Syria at about 8:40 p.m. our time last night in retaliation for the chemical attack that the Syrian government ordered on a northern Syrian town on Monday.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched.
At least 75 people were killed, you may remember, on Monday, with at least 20 of them children. There are pictures of dying and dead children in the media. Last night, around 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles were launched from ships in the Mediterranean. The president is defending his action and asking for the world leaders to back him.
I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria, and also to end terrorism of all kinds and all types. We ask for God's wisdom as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed. And we hope that as long as America stands for justice, then peace and harmony will, in the end, prevail.
7 people were reportedly killed in that airstrike, some others injured. Russian President Putin is calling it a violation of international law. He wants the UN to meet about it. Russia also says they've suspended all military coordination with the United States military. Meanwhile, there are at least 2 reports that say the Russians were notified of the attack before it happened by U.S. officials. Reactions from both parties, by the way, in Washington has been positive, supportive. There was only 1 or 2, for instance, Rand Paul, who said that the president needs to go to the Congress first before he launches wartime action. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch certain to be confirmed tonight when the full Senate votes, and getting to this point required an unprecedented action on the part of the Republican majority because Democrats and independents blocked the GOP from the traditional 60 votes needed to confirm this particular candidate. So Senate Republicans changed the law. Gorsuch and all other Supremes can now, from now on, be approved by winning a mere majority. Senator McCain says this is more the tyranny of the majority, and he's saddened that it had to go like this. Finally, sad news, the so-called Merchant of Venom, legendary comedian Don Rickles, has died of kidney failure. Rickles made an over 50-year career out of insulting people, like the way he once talked about Regis Philbin to David Letterman.
You know, I'm going to be with a friend, you know, Regis Philbin.
This yeah, is great.
What do you guys charge a ticket? What's a ticket? Because
well,
you're a
for my
star
part of the show, it's $1,000. For Regis, it's get in line, come on in.
Yeah.
After a while, it actually became a compliment to be famous enough to be insulted by Don Rickles. Comedian Don Rickles dead at 90 years of age. This is Ann Tripp on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Miss Ann.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be.
No, 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 no.
The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Yes, I do. Need a little help.
Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all. Change the world from what it used to be.
Yeah.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Wake up, everybody.
Coming up at 18 after the hour, the butterfly. It's the butterfly's turn?
Mm-hmm. Girl,
okay, all right.
Star,
okay, it's the butterfly's turn, we think. He's up next with the blog.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When we come back, it's time for the blog. Eugene or oatmeal? We'll see.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. Good morning to the crew. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey. Morning, butterfly. Flap on, brother. Good to hear
what's
from
up,
you.
What's up, man? What's happening?
Hey,
what's
Eugene,
happening?
What's up? What's up with you? How you been?
Shirley.
Hey, butterfly. Flutter, flutter. Uh-oh. Flutter, flutter.
Why are you not speaking? You seem preoccupied.
Why am I what?
Wow.
Why wow. Are you in the show?
Yes, I'm right here. What you, do you
no,
mean?
But we can't tell. But anyway, good morning, Steven.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man? What's up, man? All right, anyway.
All right, dude. What's up,
today,
dog?
You know I don't like that dog stuff. But anyway, today is Find a Rainbow Day today. Find a rainbow. Because it's all about colors. It's about finding yourself. So seek a rainbow. What's wrong?
I love rainbows.
I'm 38 years
I do
old.
Too.
I'm in. I love but rainbows.
Yeah. What's wrong? Rainbow.
I'm
38.
Yeah. I'm not looking for no rainbow.
I'm with you with the rainbows.
I like rainbows.
I love them.
Thank you.
I get excited when
thank
I see
you.
Them.
Yeah.
They protest.
It's a beautiful thing to see. It's a beautiful thing to capture. To mm-hmm. be able to see a rainbow, to be close to what? A rainbow. It's just good. And I wear a lot what? Of rainbow it's, colors.
You know
excuse me,
rainbow.
Butterfly. What? It, Steve is saying something in the background. Oh.
He wants oatmeal.
He protests.
Steven.
I'm
Steven.
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I ain't doing nothing.
You're hollering, we want oatmeal. That's what you're saying.
That's a crowd out front that's picketing below
nah,
the window.
Because they want me. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Steve Harvey?
Oh, what's up, boy?
Yeah. Hey, look at you. Going on, let him do his part today. Today, Friday, he's supposed to do this here. I don't know what the rainbow all about. You know, get you a pack of Skittles or something. Going on about your business, but you know, he want a rainbow.
Chase the rainbow.
Do
this. Yeah, chase the rainbow.
Catch a rainbow.
Oh, if you're going to taste a rainbow, get you some Skittles. They got red, yellow, green, blue, all up and up. But you ain't got to be right. Okay, so if it ain't raining, how'd you fish to get to this rainbow? That's why I'm asking.
Shirley, help me.
That's your answer?
Shirley.
It's raining somewhere in the
world.
You said
you like rainbows, too.
I love rainbows.
I like rainbows, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today is find a rainbow today.
Oh,
that's
man,
all it
if
is.
It ain't raining, where we going to find it at?
Once again, if it ain't raining, where is we getting this rainbow from? So where it's snowing at, how them people fish to get to this rainbow? Hello, asking you a question.
It's here. Stop.
Shirley, Carla, jump in, please.
They're raining. It's raining somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just find a rainbow today. That's.
Yeah. I think
I'm
going to
look for
point,
one,
man.
Eugene. I ain't.
Where are you going to find no rainbow?
Here's one. Just they have a rainbow emoji on my phone.
This is dumb.
Rainbow emoji.
Very good. Don't.
This is
don't
dumb.
Say, it's not dumb. Don't say that. That's very rude.
Okay, you
it's very
dumb.
Rude.
Yeah.
I'm not dumb. That's so rude, Stephen. Don't do that.
Okay, so let me answer. You think it was smart to tell people to find a rainbow? Do you think that's smart? So now people finna leave work, riding around looking for a rainbow.
Like, yep. That's just like all them people got hurt playing that Pokemon game.
We got to go to break, you guys. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, here we go. Right after this, we're going to the phones, y'all. It is time to give away another trip to the Sand and Soul Festival, October 6th through the 8th, down in the Bahamas, man. Y'all come on, hang out with us, man. I'm trying to tell y'all this be balling now. Y'all need to quit tripping.
Balling.
Huh?
Ballin'.
Junior, what?
I just want to hang with you, Unc. Is that possible?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you can hang with me. I don't know how long, but you can hang. Hey, Junior. How much you going to bring with you?
About 7, 8.
7, 800?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, if you come over at
that's
8,
one
you, you got to head on back to your room by 12.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, we're trying to reach Demetrius.
This is Demetrius.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Okay.
All right, this is Carl. I'm actually calling from the morning show Human Resources.
Yes.
We're calling to see if your credentials. Have you had a felony of any type?
No.
Okay, we're going through the entire system to make sure that you actually fit into the, you've been actually picked out to be one of the finalists, but we want to make sure that, yeah, it states here that you actually have a criminal record. Do you have a criminal background that we know nothing about?
No.
Okay, what you're saying, sir, you're saying that you don't have anything with armed robbery?
No.
Okay, you don't have any type of tax fraud?
Nope.
We're showing on your records that you actually have some tax fraud as well as... some type of auto theft here.
That is very incorrect.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to actually be able to put you in the finals, be a finalist, sir, because it just seems like I think you're lying to me because at this point we pulled your record and it's definitely showing that you have some type of auto theft as well as tax fraud.
Well, that's incorrect.
Do you have any documents that can justify this?
I can run my records to verify that.
Say that once again.
I can go to the police department and verify that.
You seem to be stuttering, sir, while I'm talking to you. Are you lying to me?
Oh, no, never that.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell me this? Tell me why I should actually go ahead and bypass this and let you be in the finals.
Because it's false. I do not have no kind of criminal background. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to have the job that I do have.
And what actually kind of job do you have now, sir?
I work for the bank as an accountant.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So have you not taken any money out of that bank, sir?
Nope.
You've never taken any money just for lunch or something like that?
Nope.
How long have you been with the bank?
11 years.
11 years. Okay. I don't have that on my records that you have an occupation at the bank. I don't. Hey, Demetrius.
Yep.
It's Nephew Tommy, man. How you doing?
I know who it is.
Hey, man, you just won yourself. You are going to Sand and Soul in the Bahamas, my man.
What?
Hey, yes. Demetrius. Woo! Demetrius.
Yeah.
Hey, this Steve.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
What's up, Phil? Hey, man.
What's going on?
Go get you some new swimming trunks because you just won a trip to Sand and Soul Festival October 6th through the 8th down at the Atlantis in Paradise Island, beautiful Nassau, Bahamas, man. You going with us, Pimp?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Like get you, not no prank call.
Yeah, yeah. I knew, and Tommy, man, because I knew he knew it was you because he was too cool about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I listen to you every morning, so I already knew.
Hey, man, who might you bring with you?
There's no Mike with you. I'm taking my wife.
Oh, he said, ain't no Mike. Taking my wife. That's good, man.
I'm giving me murders to say something like, there's a Mike. There's no Mike with that.
Yeah, nah, man, you got to bring your girl, man. That's what it's about, man. Y'all just want a trip. Y'all going down to Sand and Soul. We got 5 hotels to choose from. For those of you that haven't won the trip, all you got to do is go to sandandsoulfestival.com. Go to sandandsoulfestival.com, and guess what? You can pay for your trip and not have to pay all of it at one time. You can make layaway. Demetrius, we'll see you down there, dog.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, hang on, man. We got to get some information from you.
Okay, all right, we got to go to break. Congratulations again, Demetrius. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we got Strawberry Letter. But come on, fool, what you got?
I got one for you. I need you to wash me.
Ooh.
What? Say it again.
So many things
wrong
with that.
I need you to wash me.
Watch you do what?
Watch you go, yeah.
To wash.
To wash. Wash. Clean. I need you to wash.
Is that squash? You like squash?
That's what it sounds like.
Y'all know what I'm saying.
I need you to squash me.
Yeah. Wash, boy.
A washboard.
It's a great day at Nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
But, sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nursery? Is this the nurse? I need the nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
No, I need to talk. Where's Nurse Cynthia at? That's who's normally clean me up. I need her to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Oh.
Now, this bedpan and all this stuff to clean me up because...
Oh.
I've been sitting here a long time. Now ain't nobody come.
Well, sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but you...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. But y'all supposed to be able to... Y'all supposed to get here. Every hour, somebody supposed to come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing.
Is this the nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
Sir, I'm sorry, you're not listening to me? This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, they said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And the bedpan is full, and they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you in your bedpan.
But why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm sorry.
No, my grandkids, I got small children as my grandkids. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
They come see me on Sunday, but soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, that they treat me bad and leave me here like this here 2-3 hours. Don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed, pain?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the
My kids don't come till they come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
there. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come see and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you all come clean me up? Why you all do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not a nurse.
When I was coming through, people supposed to do their job. You do what the job is. Whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you all come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why, girl? Y'all young folks don't do your job. The damage you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your down here.
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
If you get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all this time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have tried to be really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you died.
You any way I want to.
You gonna calm down and quit talking to me like that. I'm trying to help you. Now, that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now, this is a nursery.
You're supposed to do what a nurse supposed to do. You get your down here right now.
You know what, I have been nice to you as I possibly can, but David, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You
talk about kicking the I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when is you going to get your down here?
Is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you gonna get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
Why not?
I've been trying to tell you that is not my job. You dial the wrong number.
Who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You're going to make me whoop your
Well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my and come the hell on.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E.
N-E.
P.
What else?
H.
E.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T. O.
Mm-hmm.
M. Mm-hmm. M. Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling that. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
Nephew Tommy.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't believe. Oh my God.
Boy, you were sitting up there like, what in the world?
Yeah. You got me. You got me.
Oh, baby. I got you. I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time. It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. Strawberry letter.
All right, here we go with the strawberry letter. Subject, husband that smokes. I've been married.
No.
That smoke. Okay, husband ain't no that smoke. That.
See, talk like these people write these letters, Shirley.
Okay, sometimes. Okay.
Yeah, don't properize the letter, Shirley.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tommy. I have been married to my husband for over 30 years. Here lately, he seems to be angry a lot, but never wants to talk about what is bothering him. If you ask him what the problem is, he would say that it is me, but he does not identify any specific thing. He has problems sleeping at night, which makes him cranky even more. What really bothers me is that he's a smoker. I have asthma, and he continues to smoke in my presence. I had a stroke in my eye, and the doctor told him that I could lose my eye if he did not stop smoking around me. He tries to blow the smoke out of the window, but it blows back into the room. Sometimes he leaves the bedroom to smoke elsewhere, but then other times it seems as if he doesn't care. The doctor told him to stop smoking, but he still continues to do so. I care what happens to him, but I am more concerned about staying healthy. What can I do to make him understand that smoking and secondhand smoke can harm both of us? Yours truly, innocent bystander. Well, you know what? First of all, you do have a problem, Miss Innocent Bystander. You do. Here's a man you've been married to for 30 years who seems to have totally checked out of the marriage and, you know, maybe a little bit of life a little bit. I say this because he continues to smoke. He continues to do the things that jeopardize your health and his. The doctors have told him, as you mentioned in the letter, to stop. He won't stop. I mean, have you tried sitting him down and talking to him and telling him about the severity of all of this? But more than that, I think it's a marriage problem. You know, you guys don't communicate. The love maybe isn't there, you know, because I can't see that anyone who truly loved you and loved himself would do this to harm you guys. I just don't see it. So I think this is more of a marriage problem first, and then your health and the smoking and all of that. You know, these problems started long ago. Steve?
I see this letter totally.
Okay.
I don't know if the letter should be entitled Husband That Smoke. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you should have called the letter Husband That Don't Give a Damn.
Yeah.
Because really, that's what seemed like me right here. And see, it's obvious in the letter to me that it's you and him. It ain't the smoking. You've been married over 30 years. Lately, he seemed to be angry a lot. Okay. But he don't want to talk about what's bothering. But then, if you ask him what the problem is, he just say it's you.
Yes.
But he don't identify the specific problem. Then doggone it, let's just go and get to you then.
All right.
Because that's really what's wrong. You wonder what he mad about? You. He don't sleep good at night.
It's her.
You know why he can't sleep?
Why, Steve?
Because of you. Because he up You're trying crazy. To figure out a way to get rid of you.
Plotting.
That's what this is.
Or death.
What you need to do is you need to start sitting up too.
Because
see,
up.
Let me tell you something. Don't get comfortable. Because this man tired of you.
Mm.
This is what this letter is to me. I don't know what letter Shirley read, but this is a letter about a man that's tired of you, can't sleep at night. That's because he up coming up with a plan.
You're agreeing
now,
with me.
Let me drop a little knowledge on you.
Come on.
If you start seeing certain things show up at the house, probably need to start thinking about packing.
Friends.
If your man, if your man suddenly shows up with a bunch of hefty bags. You might want to think about packing.
To stuff her
if your dead man body just in. All of a sudden just buy a new deep freezer. Probably he'd think about packing.
You're stupid.
If y'all of a sudden you see a receipt for a new boat, probably need to stop it. Ain't no fishing rod.
Come throw her overboard.
You just see a boat, a receipt for a boat. He'd have bought a boat, some garbage bags, and deep freezer.
You're crazy.
Probably need to think about packing. Because this letter is about you. Your husband is sick of you. He done told you it was you. The reason he can't be specific, because it's everything.
Too many things, huh?
He mad at everything about you. And he don't care. He don't even care about that eye of yours that had the stroke in it.
Steve. All right, after the break at 18 after the hour, part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Part two of this letter right after this. Don't go nowhere.
When we left, you were talking about the eye.
Yeah. This lady been married to this man 30 years, and he don't give a damn about her. She can't be around secondhand smoke, and he's smoking. He ain't stopping smoking. That's the bottom line. She's talking about, how do I make him understand that smoking and secondhand smoke can harm both of us? Yours truly, innocent bystander. First of all, how do you make him understand that smoking is secondhand smoke and harm him? Hell, he know that. It's on the side of the pack. Cigarettes is one of the few dangerous things that will tell you, hell, I'm dangerous. Before you buy it.
True.
So now, I don't know. Y'all been married 30 years. I'm assuming y'all at least 50. So please know your husband know the cigarette smoking is bad. But he don't care. Did not you just say, I have asthma, and he continues to smoke in my presence. I had a stroke in my eye, and the doctor told him that I could lose my eye if he did not stop smoking around me. But he's still smoking, though.
Mm.
That's because he don't give a damn about you or that eye. See, your husband gonna smoke till you go blind because he don't want you to see what he doing. I'm telling you, there's a boat coming, or some hefty bags coming, and a deep freezer coming. But if you go blind in that eye, you ain't gonna be able to see it. This is all part of the plan.
You are crazy.
He tries to blow smoke out the window, but it blow back in the room. What grown-up don't know that?
The doctors told him.
Sometimes he leave the bedroom to smoke elsewhere, but at other times it seems as if he don't care. He know smoke go up in the air. He know what's going upstairs. He want the smoke to get on you. This a plot. Lady, move in with one of your sisters or get to a shelter or you gonna be sitting up there with that other eye in bad shape too. Cause Smokey ain't fitting to stop smoking. The doctor told him to stop smoking, but he still continues to do so. I care what happens to him, but I'm more concerned about staying healthy. You know what I think this is? This is a man that won't out. And he don't care how he get out.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, if he got to die to get out, seemed to me like he willing to go ahead and take a shot.
Wow.
But it seems like if he could get rid of you first... So he'd have a couple of years of peace before he leave. That's what this letter is to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So.
Let's take some calls.
Take that eye and get out that house with that eye. Aim that eye at the door and get to the door. Get your eye on a new place to stay. Can that eye read the internet? Google you somewhere to live.
You stupid.
Today's Strawberry Letter is posted on steveharvey.com. You can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at My Girl Shirley. Now, coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, we're going to the phones. We're talking about office romance, okay? Yeah, get sexy in here. 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, we're going to the phones. We're talking about office romances. Have you dated someone in your office? Was it your boss? Did you tell anyone? Did you keep it a secret? 877-29-STEVE. Call us. All right, the question of the week is about office romances. Who do you love at your job? Call us 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line one and talk to Ed out of Delaware.
Ed?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? You all right, man?
I'm good. Hey, okay. Tommy. Junior.
What's up, man?
What's up, Ed?
Carla.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Shirley.
Shirley Strawberry. How are you?
There you go.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. Ed, you are. Yeah, go ahead. Answer the question, Ed. You ever had an affair with somebody on the job, wanted to, thought about it?
Basically, for like the past 20 years, every relationship I have has come from the work.
That's right. Come on,
go ahead, Ed.
Come on. This is my man. Why am I going down here every day? Come on, boy.
No wonder you spoke to the fellas first.
you spend like 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day at work, that's pretty much where you're going to meet them at, in my opinion, anyway. So that's how it went down for me.
Gotcha. Yeah. Understood. Mm-hmm.
Overall, probably about 25, I think, girls I've kind of dated. I work in retail. One was a customer. One became my wife. So, I mean, it was a good run, I guess. I've never looked at it that way, though. I just looked at it like, hey, I'm here.
We both here.
How can you yeah. resist all of this?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, but that's not.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
You ever did it at work?
Not completely. I mean, some things have happened at work. Yeah. I mean, some things have happened in the quiet room. Some things have happened in the changing room. You know, actually, one year, quiet room, yeah. Yeah, one year we came down there to Atlanta, actually, and a lot of crazy things was happening up at the Midtown Sheraton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, I mean.
I remember coming back.
Mm-mm. Huh? You're not going to do it. You're not going to talk about it.
Excuse me, Steve, what were you saying?
Back to Ed at the job.
He over-talking himself, Ed. That's what's going on.
He's about to get himself in trouble, Ed.
Quiet,
listen, boys. I've been listening all week, so I mean, these have been some entertaining calls. So I'm
hey, man, yours is right in line with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Damn sure he had to bring up that Sheraton door downtown, because when I was... Back in the day,
this was in 2006, though, so I don't know. Actually supposed to vacation. Yeah, yeah. So,
2006, that. I was out the game. Yeah. 96.
Yeah. No.
Boy.
Come on,
Boy, let me tell you something. 2000?
No. But wait a minute, though.
2000? Marquee? Marriott Marquee on 14th?
Will you stop talking?
Wait, hold on. Well, Steve, you know, since you mentioned 96, that's actually that was the first girlfriend I had from a job. I mean.
You go back to 96,
well, let me tell you something. 96, that was in my first 100. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
I'm a little older than you, dog. 96, yeah. I was full-fledged.
Ooh, yeah.
Woo!
I love when he does that.
He's so crazy.
I know.
40 years old. 40.
And 96. Mm. Okay.
Prime time.
So, Ed, you married one of your coworkers, you said?
I did.
Well, that's good. All right. Something good came out of it.
Well, you don't sound like.
Well, I mean, we're kind of separated right now.
Yeah, oh, that's what I thought.
I'm totally somber about it, but it was great.
Yeah.
What on trip?
Who you dating now, Ed?
No comment.
Yeah. Ed, damn right, Ed. It ain't over yet. She can't hear nothing.
Yeah.
She can't hear nothing.
You work at the job?
Y'all, they divorced. Hey, Ed.
Hey, don't let Tommy. Nice talking to you, player. Don't listen to the fool right here. Thank you.
Y'all been in the
appreciate
quiet room
you,
together.
Hanging there.
Tell you what.
You be quiet.
That's what I love about Ed. Bet not be down at the church. You ain't getting Ed.
All right, when we come back from the break, it'll be 48 after the hour. We're going to the phones because our question of the week is a good one. We're talking about office romances. Who do you love? Who do you like, have a crush on, whatever? At your job, is it the boss? Is it a coworker? Give us a call and tell us about it. 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the question of the day is about office romances. Have you ever had an affair or relationship with one of your coworkers? Was it your boss? Do they know about it? The people at work I'm talking about now. Or did you guys, you two, keep it a secret? 877-29-STEVE. Tell us all about it. All right, the question of the week is about office romances. Who have you dated on the job? Give us a call, 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line two and talk to John out of Mississippi.
Hey, John. How you doing, Steve?
What's what's up, going on, John? Ain't nothing, man. What's going on with you? You dated anybody down at the job, thought about it, wanted to, felt like it?
Yeah, I'm caught up in that situation right now, Steve.
Yeah, what happened? What is it, man?
Now, see, I'm working at the little small factory, and I mean, my supervisor always complaining about her husband. Always complaining about her husband. So, I mean, we got a little younger white guy in there. He's one of the type that'll boost something up. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Every time she go to talking about her husband, he'll talk about how she ain't getting it at home, that type of stuff. You know, it kind of slid me in there. Yeah. You know? Because when you talking like that, and then you getting him some feedback, and, you know, I'm a man, too. So, like, what's up? So, you know, it got to the point a couple of times. I'm like, well, what's up? You want to get out and have fun or something? I ain't had no fun in a long time. Huh. Like, you want to get out and go and enjoy yourself? Yeah. So, you know, can we do it today? What time? So, you know, we got to the point where it's like 9:30, 10, you know what I'm saying? It ain't much you can do that late. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not down here where we from. So we get together and, man, I'm talking about from the time she got in the car with me.
Yeah.
You know, it was like that. Now, you know, we wind up just been caught up like that ever since, man. So, man, every time I turn around, it's just dead. So, you know, she going through her thing with her husband, you know, and me and my wife, I can't let my wife know about the situation.
Boy, you know.
You know, she know about my wife, you know what I'm saying? You know, she know I'm married. I knew she was married, but her husband won't have a problem. Me and my wife ain't having a problem.
Oh, God.
Oh, y'all gonna have something now.
You know, it's a little crazy situation. And then, you know, this I'm getting paid. This is my money, you know. She, you know, it depends on her if I get a raise or not. So I gotta keep it 100.
Oh, you can get that raise, though. You can get that raise. Oh, yeah. You keep putting it down, you're gonna get the raise.
Yeah. You ought to feel like Ray Charles. Yeah.
Come on back in here, Ray. Mama got some of that blackberry pie.
Man, how long has it been going on, John? How long?
It's been going on about 9 months now.
Whoa.
Yeah, about 9 months now. You know, like I said,
you ain't got the raise yet?
Oh, man, I'm going to, you know, you got to be here a year to get your big boy raise.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, you know something, there. You know, there's also the danger that you don't make the year.
Yes.
Wow.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, if I was you, dog, I'd go and pull the plug on this, man, because this... can I tell you something, man? This going to end up bad, dog. Yeah, you got to, man. This going to end up badly, man. Plus,
why
man, you happy.
Thing?
Well, see, because first of all, you ain't got no problems at the house.
Yeah.
Hard to keep it all a secret, dog.
That's true.
It is hard, man. Plus, she got a man at the house. It's going to be hard for her to keep it a secret.
Yes, sir.
One of them girls going to tell their girlfriend what they doing.
Yeah.
And then one of them girlfriends ain't going to keep their mouth closed.
Yeah, start looking for another job.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Seriously.
I wouldn't look for no another job, but you got you got to find a way to pull out clean while you clean.
Yeah, that's the way. Now,
pull
you
out
just
clean.
Can't just pull out.
You ain't hear what you're saying.
Well, it probably didn't sound right.
Yeah.
Got to get out while it's good.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Gene.
That's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
But it sounds better.
I would look for another job. Because she's not. Mm-mm.
Pull out while it's clean.
She's not going to be happy when you break off. She is not going to be happy.
Now, I know she ain't going to be happy because, you know, this much excitement that she's had in her life for years. And, you know, I got to admit that, you know, I'm happy too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, it sounds pretty exciting to you. It always sounds exciting.
Yeah.
But man, God, dog, listen from a dude that did bit the dirt.
I feel you now.
I'm just trying to tell you, dog.
How often y'all doing it?
And Joe? This ain't, especially if you good at the house. Now, if you ain't good at the house, I got it. But if you good at the house, man.
He said he was.
Man. Yeah. And I mean,
you can't lose what you got over this here now.
I feel you.
Hey, man, What you doing for stamina to take care of her and your wife? What did you take? And I need some of that.
Now answer that question. Okay. That excitement is going to keep you going.
Don't listen to him. Okay.
Now tell me this, though.
I'm out. Two fools.
John.
I'm out. Go ahead. No,
hey, John,
go ahead.
Let me ask this, John.
Leave him alone. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tommy.
So on a weekly basis, how often you and the boss getting together on a weekly?
I'm going to say at least 3 times.
God, dog, you got some stamina. Yeah.
No, you know, like I said, you know, knowing when you got somebody sneaking, as soon as you get in the car, everything that you know your wife ain't doing, you know, she gonna do that because, you know, you really don't want your wife doing the things that, you know, a woman in the street doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you, John. But why is you whispering and your wife and your girl ain't even here? Why is we whispering over here, though? Tommy whispering, Uncle Steve, I'm whispering. Why is we whispering?
We know this wrong. Because all know. Because we men.
That's why I didn't know why I was whispering with him.
He just went right to it.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know I was
whispering. God, you got to get out, John.
I got
Tommy, how much would you taking for stamina? All the men is whispering.
This is crazy.
All right. Hang in there, John.
It's good right now.
You okay?
All right, John.
Oh, I'd look for another job. Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, we're talking about office romances. Who do you love down at your job? Is it the boss? Is it another coworker? Is it a secret? Do people know? 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line 3 and talk to Carrie out of California.
Carrie?
Good morning, Steve. Call me Carla Shirley and Jonas.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
girl.
So have you ever dated anybody on your job? Are you currently dating anybody on the job? Have you been offered to date on the job? Are you thinking about it? What?
I have dated and I'm still dating him, although he left and went to a different company. But we were dating for 3 years here at the same company and then we're still dating now.
Did everybody know about it at the company or you guys kept it a secret?
They knew after like the second year.
Uh-huh.
Because they noticed we took lunch for a long period of time together.
Oh. Mm.
What y'all be doing on that long period of time during lunchtime? What y'all be doing?
We have lunch activities.
Yeah. Oh. Talk to him, baby. Yeah.
I bring my lunch box. Mm.
Okay. Where does take place at? Y'all go back to the house?
Yeah, we didn't live far. We only live like 15 minutes away from work.
Yeah, get on around now. I know that's right.
Get on round there.
Y'all probably never even ate lunch, did you?
Wow. I didn't eat lunch. He ate lunch.
God.
Okay. All right.
How far you want this to go, Tom?
I'm through with it. I'm out.
No. Go ahead.
Yeah. What are your plans for the future, Carrie?
No, Shirley. Come on, Tommy
Harris.
Yeah. Come on.
He's out, he said.
Go on. No. Go on, Tommy. Ask her.
What's your plan for the future?
No, don't be trying to use Shirley question. You stupid. Come on. Go on, ask her, Tommy.
Y'all gonna get married?
We're planning on it.
Same question. Yeah.
But I mean, Tommy, aren't you having a problem with your stamina? How you gonna be able to handle somebody else?
Ding, 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 ding.
Shots fired!
Wait a minute. We not putting that out there. Down goes Tommy. Shut up, Junior. Pow!
Woo, shots fired.
Pow!
Drop the mic, girl. Kind of good was that,
Carrie, don't you want an answer to that question? Come on, Tommy.
Oh, man.
I don't have a stamina problem. What are we talking about?
That's that Smith and Wesson. Single shot.
Wow. All right now.
How they be knowing, T?
Yeah,
you got they don't know. Problem.
I'll be damned. Yeah. Well, you the one said it. We didn't throw that on you. All I ever said was you were short.
Man. You short.
I asked one of the callers how was he able to do two people like that and the stamina. That's all I asked her what kind of pills he was taking. Now this lady here gonna ask me what something wrong with my stamina. That's where she got that from.
I was just asking because I was listening.
Ma'am, you did a great job. Thank you. Thank you.
Junior.
What, Tommy, you ain't got no stamina? Your cars ain't got no stamina? Don't nothing last right now. Everything just quick over that though.
I'm down.
You break down, Rolls Royce break down. Everything just showed over there.
Damn. Come on, man.
You're not going to do this on my Friday. You're not going to do
this time last Friday, that boy ain't had no car.
Right.
Ah, man, I'm just saying, am I right or wrong, Am I right or wrong?
I mean, man, I just, you know, it's just all coming together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, man, just wow. God.
It was just a question, Tommy, from Carrie.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie, is Carrie still there?
I'm still here. I'm still waiting for the answer.
Tommy. Yeah. All right, Tommy, go ahead.
Go on, girl. You're going to mess up your little friendship you got going.
Oh, now.
Oh, now you want to threaten her. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Now you're
good. I'm sorry.
That's all. Just answer it.
Tommy, go ahead, man. How good are you? How long can you last? What's your stamina like? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm a good. I can go a good 2.5 hours. What are we talking about?
2.5 hours.
2.5. What?
Just a damn lie.
2.5 hours.
Oh, you got the lie, Carrie. Wait, what, Carrie? What'd you say, Carrie?
I said 2.5 hours is just the beginning.
You ain't did
nothing. How old are you?
You short again.
I'm 25.
Oh,
and my man is 30.
Dude.
Junior! Junior!
Junior on fire today.
You killed him.
He's got 1 foot in the grave, Junior.
2.5. 2.5. That's foreplay. We done it. He downstairs cooking and to watch half a Netflix series.
You ain't lying.
Ain't nobody got that kind of time.
Ain't nobody got that kind of time.
I gotta go to work.
See, that's the difference. She's 25.
Yeah, we know what we're in here for. Let's both get that and get on out of here.
Yeah, that's what else we in here. You get that get on type of
deal.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's another thing, though. Once you 50, them in the car moves pretty much over with. Messing around, I tell the headrest off my car trying to do what I used to do.
Man.
And in order for me to do it in the car now, I had to take the steering wheel out and the back of the seat. I'd take the seat back off and the steering wheel.
You can't do that in a Rolls.
I can't do that in no damn car no more.
Man.
I got to take the steering wheel out and the back off the seat.
You need leg room,
cover this stick shift before my knee hit it.
You need leg room.
Yeah, I need leg.
You need all of it.
Cannot bend over like that. And gonna need some pillows. Yeah. No more in the car.
And a refrigerator for snacks afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That man. And then after that, my driver go. I'm gonna have to explain to him why he driving and ain't no back on his shit.
He on one knee drive.
Yeah. But he round the corner on the side of the road, sitting there on the back of the chair with the steering wheel in his hand.
Oh my God.
Come on, Ron, we're done.
Boy, she was something else. Tommy, I think she made you a little nervous.
Got me nervous, man.
Yeah.
Got me 2 hours of smoke.
Wow. Yes. You know what you could do with that kind of time? Okay. All right, coming up, big Pepsi ad controversy. We're going to talk about that. I mean, this is big. It's all over social media. Pepsi has pulled their ad. We'll tell you what we're talking about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about Pepsi. They have snatched a very controversial ad starring Kendall Jenner. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
All right, y'all. Shirley, what's going on with Pepsi now?
Oh, Lord, Steve. Okay. Expect to see a lot of tears when this Pepsi ad debacle plays out on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, Pepsi has pulled their ads from TV. Kendall Jenner, one of the younger Kardashian sisters, is reportedly devastated by the negative public reaction to her Pepsi ad. It's, like I said, Pepsi pulled it. Man, this thing. Okay, the protest theme commercial. Okay, it's just so much, Steve, to tell you about.
Where is you reacting, and we ain't even heard the story.
I know, but it's. I've seen it. I've seen it. You guys haven't seen it. Yeah, it's just a lot. So it's a protest themed commercial. It was brutally slammed on social media for trivializing today's real life movements like Black Lives Matter. Okay, Pepsi has decided to pull their controversial ad because of the enormous backlash it received. And Pepsi put out a statement. It says they were trying to protect a global message of unity, or project, I should say. Pepsi was trying to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. Clearly, we missed the mark, and we apologize. This is from Pepsi. We did not intend to make light of any serious issue, the company said. We are pulling the content and halting any further rollout. We also apologize for putting Kendall Jenner in this position because, I mean, she is, you know, the star of the commercial and everything. So also it touched Dr. Martin Luther King's youngest daughter, Bernice. She posted an image of Dr. King in a peaceful protest, literally being pushed back by a police line. And then after that, she tweeted, "If only Daddy would have known about the power of hashtag Pepsi." Wow. So clearly, yeah, she was upset about it. A lot of people, yeah. Because it looked like they were really making light of the Black Lives Movement, you know, and give a cop a Pepsi and it's okay. You know, that makes everything
in the
all
commercial,
love.
Yeah, Steve. So in this commercial, Kendall Jenner is doing a video shoot. And there's a protest going outside her video shoot. So she decides to leave the video shoot and join in the protesting. And then she grabs a can of Pepsi. And, you know, with the protesting, is people from all walks of life. And then you see these police officers there. And then she gives the cop
a Pepsi.
And, like, that's going to make it okay.
You make know, all everything this, all right.
Yeah, social injustice is to sell a can of soda or to sell soda.
Yeah.
So Pepsi got a lot of backlash about that.
Ooh, yeah. And I mean, you know, they clearly apologized. They said, clearly we missed the mark and we apologize.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Well, I mean.
So are we going to march on Pepsi now?
Well,
they pulled it and apologized. Yeah. They see the error in their ways in this commercial,
I mean, no,
making this
commercial.
You have
to understand, too. I want to say this, too. All of these major companies use ad agencies.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Very seldom do they have a department.
Oh, diversity department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. And they go get these ad agencies. And I think a lot of the blame, well, it eventually has to fall on the company, Pepsi itself. But the ad agency that came up with this campaign, their ass is out of work. Because it's crazy, man.
Oh, wow.
And you have people sitting in here who make these types of decisions, man, who don't really, really get it,
and they do something like this, trying to be artsier, trying to be like that, but not really understanding how people really feel. And then you get something like this. And it's not Kendall's fault.
No, I hate that they put this young woman in the midst of all of this controversy. Yes. Yes, she's doing her job.
To know, feel, understand all. She's just going to work to do her job.
Yeah, she's being directed. Yeah, in this.
This was Pepsi's idea. But I can assure you there's an ad agency somewhere who came and went, wow, this is cutting edge. It's topical. It's front and center. It's going to get eyeballs. It's going to be talked about. And they went, wow. But they don't know. And then they come up here and they throw this young girl in the forefront of this stuff. Fire. With these people back here, man, that done struggle.
Yeah.
Man. And you think maybe they were trying to do like Coke. You remember how Coke had teach the world to teach. You know what I'm saying? That feel
Coke
good
had a
peace
great commercial, though.
Yeah, they did.
I think that's what they were trying to do. But when they picked Kendall Jenner, I think
Kendall Jenner is not a bad pick. She's a great young girl. That's not the problem.
The problem
is the messaging coming from whoever thought this was the way to go about it. Because, see, now Pepsi is allowing social media to dictate to them how to run a company. And that's pretty damn stupid now.
Yeah.
Because what Coca-Cola did was, I like to teach the world to sing. In perfect harmony. I like to buy the world the Coke. And ding, 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 ding. It's the real thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's get to these back-to-back jams. Come on, Kat. Hey, y'all, right after this, we got time for one more thing. Stick around. We almost out of here, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, here we go. 48 minutes after that. Coming up, we got time for just one more thing.
Yes, Steve. This is your story. We got to hear this about the time when you and Junior very recently were in the Philippines.
Gambling. In the casino?
Yes, Junior.
Well, I'm glad it's my uncle over there, though. I know that.
Hey, man. Hey, we was in the casino in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
I don't know what. Junior, what did you do? Did you run out? What happened?
I went and put my debit card. I ain't told nobody I was leaving America. My bank shut everything down. I had to go ask up for some money.
Hey, dog, you tried to use your bank card in the Philippines.
He wouldn't transition nothing. Like, what is he supposed to be doing over there? His ass was just in Atlanta.
And ain't never been nowhere before. Stolen card.
They shut it down, man. Oh, man, that was hilarious. I said, I ain't never asked Unc for no money. I didn't know how to ask you.
I know. I wouldn't know how.
Man, this is embarrassing. Okay, Unc, look, this is what happened. He said, he gave me $1,000, no problem. Man, go ahead, use that right there. I was like, what?
Oh, that's nice.
Dude, I know what, dog. I said, how much you need? I thought he needed like $10,000 or something.
Yeah.
What?
Said, yeah, man.
I'll get to you, man. I know you're out the country, man. I ain't gonna have my dudes out there hurting.
Nah, man.
I thought he needed some money. He said, Unc, man, I tried to get $1,000. Thought him, man.
And walked off.
Unc, I'm gonna pay you back, dog. Go on now. I ain't chasing nobody for no $1,000.
$1,000?
I thought that's what he needed. I thought something had happened. Ooh. Thought he had to check out or something. I ain't know what happened. Man, I took a bottle of McCallum there and put a bottle of McCallum in my room over there for Miss Universe. And I picked the bottle up. I put it in my bag to leave. Guy said, Mr. Harvey, that wasn't a gift. I said, okay, well, what was it? It was on my table with a card. And he said, well, you know, if you take it, you know, they're going to charge you for the bottle. I said, okay. I kept going downstairs. The dude came down in the lobby. He said, Mr. Harvey, you took the bottle of McCallum 18, yeah? That's a charge, sir. I said, okay, cool, whatever. I'm getting in the car. They finna put my bag in the trunk. Another dude, Mr. Harvey, the bag, the bottle, it's a charge, a full charge, a full bottle. I said, hey, man, do y'all want the bottle back? Is y'all saving it for some other guests? I just need to know what it is. Because I done already told y'all I got it. Do you know how much? I said, look, man, I said, I just started taking the bottle out the bag. Here, y'all can have it back. Then the dude came running out. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. You know, okay, cool. It's a bottle of liquor. Could you put it? Because first of all, you can charge it if you want to. I'm over here for free. You ain't got my credit card.
Like, dang it.
Who you hollering at?
We just bought Chicago. Chupa.
All right, y'all. Listen, that's it for today.
Fun day.
This is
Friday.
It's Friday. Like I've been saying, have a great weekend.
All week long.
It's here. Yeah, weekend here. Now my dumb ass working the whole weekend.
Oh, wow.
Man. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You get that.
Yes, Lord. Wow. All right, y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Y'all have a great weekend, man. Y'all do y'all thing. I love you. Peace out. Yeah.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.